An Album a Day is my exploration into the Korean music scene. This podcast will cover mainstream, indie, and some underground artists within the scene and provide both factual and opinionated commentary. The biggest benefit to sharing my thoughts this way is that it will hopefully expose you to more great music and exploration of your own.
Within this K-pop fangirl experience, I've had just a handful of correct predictions. 2017 was the official start of girl groups taking more risks and making their presence known. BTS will release an album featuring solos by each member. BAP will come back for one last hurrah in 2018. Wonho wouldn't come back to Monsta X. G-Dragon's government-named album was the end of an era. And in 2019, ATEEZ, along with another group whose name I'll withhold until later in this episode, are the next big thing. The album that sealed the deal right after the drop.
You're tuned into An Album a Day. Show start.
Hey, y'all. I wish I could find the tweet within my archives to back me. As an online content creator, I download all my tweets annually. I don't like saying that I said something without receipts, and I definitely don't like providing social media with more than it already has of things to jab back at me about. I said it nonetheless. I absolutely said it. And how could I possibly know such a thing when I hadn't listened to any of ATEEZ's music until this point in time? You're wondering. I know momentum and entertainment. I know trends, new journalistic buzz, and I knew from the moment the internet was buzzing over their KQ Fellas video that something attention-grabbing was coming from an unexpected label. I had no musical proof to back this whatsoever beforehand. However, after listening to Treasure, Episode 3, One to All, and Finn, All to Action, the statement I made last week about ATEEZ declaring they're going nowhere was solidified. Okay, first, One to All. At the time of this recording, it is winter in my country. Listening to this bubbly, warm, summer-birthed 18-minute EP while wearing layers was ridiculous. The album's crafted with this vibe intentionally, as it pulls from the moonbatten, a genre of music derived from EDM, house, and reggaeton. This is the first time I've identified an album in Korean pop idol music that derives that genre home. And not derives, I'm sorry, drives that genre home. It's sonically pleasing and consistent from start to finish, despite picking a horrible time to listen to it climate-wise. All the action, though? ATEEZ delivered a dynamic 30-minute hip-hop and R&B experience that even they used to announce that they don't know what's next, but they know who's next themselves. This is a no-skip album, truly. And the greatest flex of the entire first studio album is the trifecta of tracks 4, 5, and 6. The time between these two projects is 4 months, June and October 2019, respectively. It's a small window of time to level up so greatly as a group. It's insane. It's genuinely insane how much they progressed in such a short time. Eden and his team touch his face. It's not time yet for me to dive into the production nuances, but understand that singer-songwriter Eden, a name associated with ATEEZ's sound since their debut, put a whole, entire, moisturized foot into the process of this album. As I said earlier, ATEEZ and another group, Stray Kids, who made their debut a year before ATEEZ in 2017, are ones to watch. I'm not editing that out. I'm enthused. I feel confined by not getting deeper into it. This self-inflicted restriction is equal parts needing to clean up my content on this podcast so that it appeals to wider English-speaking audiences who don't prefer to hear explicit language, and the desire to secure more sponsorship. I'm going to get into it the way that only I can through a 3-day sister show. Please anticipate. K-pop fans, on a scale of 1 to 5, with 5 being essential listening and 1 not worth mentioning, the A3-day rating for both albums are 5s. And stick a star above All to Action and trust that I'll be coming back to that one with all the colorful commentary it deserves. There's sponsored ads and social media hashtags, but this show is truly supported by the efforts of my Megwallas, the most amazing fan base a little entertainer could ever have. Special shout out to my Patreon patrons, the freshmen, student body, the scholars, and the staff who keep my vision of becoming your favorite foreign Korean music historian, exploring all the industry from A to Z, a real thing. If you're interested in supporting the growth of this content, please visit patreon.com/MULTIFACETEDACG, and for as little as $1 a month, you can get in on the magic. Interested in continuing your support at the free 99 price? I love you for it. You can still engage with the show and me, your lovely host, when you retweet, repost, and share the show and use #A3day. And please consider leaving a few stars or a review on Apple, IMDb, or Podchaser to keep things growing in the right direction. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye, y'all.